We have walked further east and arrived at Stonehouse Wharf. This is the location where in the 1890s, local publican Robert Larkin organised a series of annual regattas for the local community. Flags and bunting were put up for the event, which attracted around 500 people to the wharf, paying a small fee, with almost 1,000 watching free on the towpath side. In a neighbouring field, there were entertainments, including swings and shooting galleries. Ladies dressed up regatta style, and some gentlemen might have been taken for seafaring officers. Larkin organised a range of sculling, canoe and swimming races, a water polo match, a duck hunt and long dive and greasy pole competitions. Winners received cash prizes provided by the local gentry and prizes in kind from Stonehouse shopkeepers. Look, I think we're just in time for the canoe race now.
Welcome, everyone. Roll up the best part of this special regatta day, the competitions. Next up, the boat race. Competitors, please line up at the starting line. On your marks, get set, go! And they're off. It's a tight start as you get the speed up now, but early lead with number 3. Impressive. Nosing ahead of the pack already. Everyone trying their best, but oars and paddles flying everywhere. Uh-oh. What's this? That's enough now, gentlemen. Don't make me disqualify you for loutish behaviour. Put those paddles away now. Wait, what's this now? Number 4 is streaking ahead now, going hell for leather. He's got a huge advantage now. He'll surely win. He's looking behind him to see where the rest of the competitors are. He's gone off course. Oh no, he's crashed into the bank. A disaster. Can he recover in time for... No. Number 3 is leading again, head down. Look at the determination. He's left the rest behind, is going to win it. Yes, the prize goes to number 3, Maurice Brocher, who wins first prize, a fishing boat with sail and tackle. Gentlemen, please, the race is over. If you don't stop, then one of you is going to... Oh, and he's in. Another one dunked, another crowned mayor of Stonehouse. All together.